The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members.
VIP stands for very important people, and their small monthly contributions ensure that this podcast remains free for all of you.
If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
I sure do thank you for your support. Now, here's your show.
Sorry, I got caught up reading about fat bikes.
Fat bikes? What's
a
fat
bike? Yeah, those are those ones with those giant tires. This week on Dueling Review, we take a look at Usagi Yojimbo number 153, written and arted by Stan Sakai. In his effort to save a village, Usagi's fate takes a turn when he must defend a kappa, a supernatural creature that would normally be his enemy, from an even deadlier threat, a renegade of his own species. The trail leads him to the monster's lair with his only weapons, two swords and some cucumbers.
Usagi's fate. See, a kappa is a yokai from Japanese folklore.
Yeah, it's a water demon. Lives in rivers, streams, ponds. Yeah. They've usually got the body of a turtle.
It's a combination of kawa, which means water, and wapa, which basically means child, so water baby.
Okay. The cool thing is, here's the way you defeat a kappa. Get him to spill the water that's inside their bowl head.
His brain head, yes.
His bowl head, shaped like a bowl. So, yeah, now you know what's going on with this issue.
We'll see you next time, kids.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really interesting because Usagi is at a village helping them with a flood. One of the villagers, Jiro, gets grabbed by a kappa and gets killed. And in his quest to find the kappa, he runs across a family of kappas or kappas. And they're like, no, don't kill us. That's Harry Kappa. He's a Japanese water demon who has the power of bone setting. In his spare time, he loves eating cucumbers, breaking promises, and killing local villagers.
Da, 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 da. Is this the dating game?
Yes, it is. Meet Usagi Yojimbo. He's a samurai who's lost his master. Now he wanders the planet seeking peace and harmony. In his spare time, he kills demons, saves the poor and unfortunate, even if it means putting his life at risk. Let's play the dating game. So what goes on after we realize that Harry Kappa, and it's not like Harry, H-A-R-R-Y, it's like Harry, like he's hairy. He's got lots of hair.
Well, fortunately,
or maybe Usagi has sense. Maybe Harry is his middle name, because she does say he is a Harry Kappa. Maybe that's right. Like Arthur Harry Kappa.
Well, it's like who's Harry Crumb?
Yeah.
A Harry Kappa. But Usagi realizes and has the sense to realize that, you know, not all kappas are the same.
Right.
And so he has a secret plan, and with the help of the kappa mom and the kappa baby and the capoeira, gathers cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's one thing that a kappa cannot resist, it's fresh picked cucumbers.
Yeah, boy.
And then he gets his arm shattered and will never hold a sword again.
Which is kind of surprising. You know, they have this scene where the kappa attacks Usagi and just beats his arm with a giant rock.
Smashes his arm repeatedly. It's horrifying.
Oh, yeah. There's a full page where it's like two-thirds of the page is just this panel of crack, 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 crack.
Yeah, and it's really, really disturbing.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. We're watching a mythical water demon turtle with a bowl full of water on his head or forehead beating up an anthropomorphic samurai rabbit.
Yeah, boy.
And it's really strong storytelling, and it's really great drama. And the look on Usagi's face when his arm is being smashed is just pain and terror and holy crap, I don't want to look at it anymore.
It gets even more intense when the mom kappa comes in and defeats Harry Kappa. And I guess one of the things that happens is when you get them to spill their water bowl heads, they lose all their power and they basically have to do whatever you say. And she says, hey, you get out of here. You don't ever come back. You're not going to harm any of the villagers ever again. And he's like, okay, and wanders off. And then if you want to see something that's even more intense is Usagi's expressions as the kappa is trying to fix his arm.
Yes.
That looks even more excruciating.
That looks incredibly painful. But
yeah.
Fortunately, the magic power of the bull-headed turtle people is the ability to re-knit your bones.
Apparently, I did not know that.
Which
knew,
is pretty
wonderful.
I knew
they sucked villagers to their doom, but I didn't know they also set your bones.
Yes, it's pretty. It's kind of a cool thing. Now, I don't know necessarily if that's in all the legends, because frankly, all of the kappas that I've encountered previously
that
were more
met?
Snake-like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. In stories, I've run into, it's twice, but still.
Yeah, twice.
They're
walking
kind
down
of
the street,
a combination.
There's a puddle there. I've been over to look at it. A kappa jumped out, grabbed my fingers.
And, it's kind of a monkey snake. The color of feces is what I'm told.
Mm.
But again, you know.
I think it was just
these
mud.
Things,
I think it was just a mud puddle. I don't think it was really a kappa that you encountered.
These things do have a tendency to, you know, change and evolve. And of course, beautiful last page.
Mm-hmm.
As he finally comes up out of the underground system of caves and his arm is mostly healed and he stands on the mountaintop and just looks at the sky and enjoys a lovely breath of air.
Yeah, because the storm is blowing past and everything is right with the world once again.
Yeah.
So this is a nice little done-in-one story. I liked it. It gives you a really good sense of what this series is about, even though it's 153 issues in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's if you're looking for a quote-unquote great jumping on point, Usagi Yojimbo 153 is that. I mean, it doesn't give you everything.
Any issue of Usagi Yojimbo is excellent.
But they're not all done in ones, though.
True. But they're done so well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just, it's one of those, I don't know, certain times in when it comes to artistic pursuits, you have this moment where it's like, this man is like the greatest poet I've ever seen, but he only does limericks. And this is an example of that. Stan Sakai is an incredible artist. He mm-hmm. is just utterly amazing. And this is what he loves. And this is what he does. It's a rabbit story of the legendary Ronin Samurai. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. That's fine.
Yeah, I really like the story. And the art is really good, too. I mean, this is a Stan Sakai style that has evolved over time, but I think it's at its best right now. It is all in black and white, highly detailed mm-hmm. black and white. So if black and white comics are not your thing, then you're probably not going to be interested in this. Just kind of keep that in mind. The front and back covers are always super deceptive because they are in color, and the color looks great when we do see the covers.
The exteriors are always in cover, but I will say this. If a lack of color is keeping you from reading certain stories, mm-hmm. I think you may be, denying yourself some good stories.
Some people look at black and white comics.
Some books work best in black and white.
Yeah, some people look at black and white comics and they think that it's too indie. You know, because indie comics traditionally have been black and white, and this one definitely was.
Oh yeah, this is an indie comic. Yeah. I would not argue that's a
Hey, it's some people's hang up. It's some people's hang up.
Well, I don't like it.
Well, hey.
I don't like it.
That's their preference, but I would say that they should give it a chance and check this out. I really enjoyed this story a lot. Mm-hmm. I thought the art was great. I like always read the back matter in these comics. They're there for a reason, not just letter columns. But we get notes on what a kappa is, mm-hmm. what they do, what their powers are. So if you're wanting a little bit of history behind this, that's there in the letters column. And so it's mm-hmm. definitely worth picking up for a little bit of historical context, a little bit of fun storytelling. I will say, though, the story is relatively simple, right? Villager gets dragged into the water. Ronan goes after him. Ronan finds a kappa. Ronan finds out that the kappa is a crazy kappa and that the other kappas aren't as crazy as he is. And they work together to solve a problem. They win the end.
And it's simple, and that works. I feel like so many times we get hooked up in this expectation that things have to be a 9-part ongoing series with life-altering proportions every month. And I think that a comic story that is, you know, this is what, 25 pages, 27 pages?
I think it's a full regular comic size.
Well, it's a little longer than an average book, to my knowledge. Most of the big two books are 20 pages right now, but yeah,
it's 26 pages of story.
This is a quick story. This is a good story. It's got a lot of fun stuff in it. It's got a really simple through line, but that doesn't mean that it's not an enjoyable story. It's a quick read, but it's not a quick read in the nothing happened sense. It's a quick read in the, it's really, you know, boom, this is something that happened, and there was a storm, and he had to act, and he acted, and it turns out that, oh, no, Giro's dead, but he can avenge him, and, oh, no, his arm is smashed, he's dead, and everything ends forever. That was really terrifying for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I think it's somewhat, there's some horrifying moments when the Kappas, I think, are drawn a little bit horrific, and then when we see Giro die, I think that's kind of cool, where we just see his, like, little ghost spirit leave his body, I think is really kind of cool. I'm sure that's something that is done that Stan Sakai uses a lot in these tales, but it's super well done. It's super nice. I don't read enough of these comics of the Usagi Yojimbo stories to really have to be really super versed on this. I think we read one trade paperback on the Major Spoilers podcast.
Yeah.
And I think I've read like one or two other comics, just single issues over time. So it's good to check in with this, and it's good to see what's going on. And I would really give this a big thumbs up and recommend that a lot of people go check this out. I really think that the done-in-one nature, the chance to look at something different, and to really get in on this now, you're 153 issues late, but to get in on this now, it's now is a good time to do it. I mean, it's better than waiting another 5 years.
You are always put off by the number on the cover, and it's
no, I'm not. No. I'm saying that it would have been nice if people would have jumped on sooner rather than later. Is what I'm saying. So
well,
jump in on this now.
Issues in, you have to figure they've got at least a few people on board, or how would they go 150 issues?
You know, indie spirit. The That's indie true. Spirit That's continues.
Usagi is a little over 40 years old now, I think, or 30 years old. Yeah, that's scary. I remember the first episode of Albedo number 2, and it was a rabbit with a sword, and everybody went, "That'll never stick around." And God, it's depressing. I'm old.
Yep, you definitely are, and that is depressing. I sold
that issue.
Oh, the first
money.
One?
Certainly not what it's on. It's not the first one. It's the second issue of Albedo.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, I sold it for like 5 times what I paid for it, and I'm sure it's worth 10 times that now.
So what did you sell it for? $5?
$10.
Oh, okay. Good condition or not good condition?
Well, I take good care of my books. Come on, man.
Do you?
Yeah, I take great care of my books.
Oh, okay. I remember when you used to store them in newspaper bags that you used to deliver, throw up on the steps.
Oh, you can't hold that against me.
I don't hold it against you. That's what I remember.
Those were acid-free.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Excellent. So bottom line for you, Matthew, is?
Absolutely. Go read it. In fact, you should read it whenever it comes out. It's not exactly a monthly.
No.
I think actually Stan has been having some personal stuff, yes, too. So
his,
it comes out.
His wife,
comes out.
Yeah. He was having some issues with his wife not too long ago.
I believe, his wife had a prolonged illness. But this is... It's really hard to describe. When I was first reading comics, there were a few guys who every once in a while would pop up and draw one issue. Your Alex Toth and your Joe Orlando and, the guy who invented Hawkman, Joe Kubert. You would see them so rarely that when they would pop up, it was like a huge treat. It was like, oh my gosh, it's a Joe Kubert issue.
Right.
And now there aren't so many of those, left, first of all, because it's been 30 years since I started reading comics, but also the craftsmen in comics are slowly leaving, I think, in a lot of ways. And so when Sakai does something like this, it's like that all of a sudden, ooh, here's an Alex Toth issue of the Black Hood that I didn't know existed. Right. It's that sudden treat of, Stan Sakai write comics. Yes.
Yeah. 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 It's always good stuff. So definitely
go. I do the same thing with Aragonés too, now that I mention it. Yeah. You know what I'd want? I want six issues, Usagi and Gru.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be good. And have Sergio and Stan draw their own guys. And have someone entirely different draw the backgrounds. Yeah.
Wasn't there a Usagi Conan or a Gru the Wanderer bit not too long ago?
There was Conan Gru, but I don't remember Gru Usagi, Gru Usagi, if you will.
If you go and look, Stan Sakai has drawn a lot of commissions for that.
Yeah, but, I believe at one point, I want to say there was a Dark Horse series. A Dark Horse Gru that had Usagi stories in it.
Hmm. Okay.
But I don't.
I just
know
thought that they had done a story. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Yeah.
They did. I've never read it. Of course. Then again, I say the same thing about Flaming Carrot. Flaming Carrot.
Yep. All right. Next week from Dark Horse Comics, we have Buffy the Vampire Slayer season 10, number 25. Elf Quest Final Quest number 14. Hellboy, BPRD, 1953, Beyond the Fences, number 2, Shadow Glass, number 1, Tomb Raider, 2016, number 2. Over at DC Comics, we've got Batman, number 50. That is a bigger issue. It's got a $6 cover price. Cyborg, number 9, Deathstroke, number 16, Grayson, number 18, Harley Quinn, number 26, Secret Six, number 12, Teen Titans, number 18, and We Are Robin, number 10. Those are just some of the ones that are coming out next week. Including Wonder Woman number 50.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wonder Woman number 50 has a $5 price tag.
I think Action Comics had a $5 price
tag. It did,
too.
Yeah.
It was good. I'm almost
was that
stunned.
That was the wrap-up of the Vandal Savage?
The Powerless Man Vandal Savage arc, yeah.
Yeah, okay. IDW Publishing has Angry Birds, Super Angry Birds trade paperback. Danger Girl
so
Renegade
birds,
trade paperback.
They're super.
And they're super angry.
Right.
Yeah. Lock and Key Master Edition Hardcover Volume 2. That's a $50 book. Rocketeer War number 2. Star Trek Green Lantern gets a trade paperback called The Spectrum War.
That's a stupid name.
Superman Atomic Age Sunday Hardcover Volume 2. That collects the comic strips from 1953 to 1956.
Ooh, I may have to look into that. That sounds
and there's
cool.
Also the TMNT ongoing number 56 book for $3.99. Image Comics has Birthright number 15, Cry Havoc number 3, Dream Police number 8, Mirror number 2, Pencilhead number 3. Not to be confused with Water Bowl Head.
Not to be confused with Eraser Head, which is
don't
make that mistake.
Snowfall number 2, Sons of the Devil number 6.
Sons of the Devil!
Marvel Comics has the all-new Hawkeye and the all-new different Avengers. What does ASO stand for? ASO.
Assault on something.
Oh, I don't know what that is. There's a lot of them coming up. Is that summer cottage place?
That Pleasantville thing.
Pleasantville thing. Well, why would it be? I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
It's Assault on something.
Huh. Howling Commandos of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 6, ASO. Hyperion number 1, that character finally gets a comic strip. Hyperion also appears as a minifigure in one of the newer Lego Marvel sets. So if you're looking for Hyperion.
I have to say, they've done interesting things with Hyperion the last few years.
Yeah.
Weird.
If you're looking for a minifigure version, it's over there, along with Captain Marvel and Space Captain America and Thanos all together in that.
Thanos.
Set. Yep. Illuminati
Space
number
Captain?
5, Obi-Wan and Anakin number 3.
Avengers Standoff.
That's what it is. Yeah. Patsy Walker, a.k.a. Hellcat number 4, Star Wars number 17, I think I just mentioned, and Uncanny X-Men number 5. In all the rest category, you can grab your copy of Bill and Ted Go to Hell number 2. Bloodshot Reborn Annual, 2016, number 1. Classics Illustrated Invisible Man, or Macbeth, or Treasure Island, all $9.95. Or you can get a copy of Cursed Pirate Girl Trade Paperback Volume 1. That is a mature reader's book. Huh. All right. Dean Koontz's Frankenstein Storm Surge number 6. I believe that's from Dynamite Entertainment.
Wait, is it Dean Koontz's Frankenstein?
Yeah, Dean Koontz's Frankenstein Storm Surge number 6.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess he has a series called Frankenstein, and
that's Frankenstein.
Dynamite has the book, and they're doing a series on it. So apparently it's popular. This is like the, I want to say it's like the second or third miniseries that they've done based on this.
Wow.
Yep. What else do we have? We have Doctor Who, 10th Doctor, Year 2, number 7, the 11th Doctor, Year 2, number 7, and the 4th Doctor, Matthew, everybody's favorite, number 1. That is
my favorite.
I want to say that's a 6-issue miniseries.
That sounds
kicks off
right.
Next week from Titan Comics.
I'm going to have to review that. That's not
that
my
favorite.
That looks
pretty good. In fact, if you look, I probably sent you a review copy today on that.
Ooh, I better
and
call.
And if you look at the embargo, it's probably no embargo date. So you could even write that up tonight and have it on the site tomorrow.
Embargo time.
Evil Dead 2 number 1, Revenge of Hitler has a $3.99 price tag.
I'm sorry. What?
Evil Dead 2, number 1, Revenge of Hitler, $3.99. There's also Evil Dead 2, Cradle of the Damned, number 2. Both of those have $3.99 cover prices.
Cradle of the Damned.
Ginger Dead Man, number 2. Let's see.
Oh, she was my favorite part of the Gilligan's Island.
Oh, really? The zombie Gilligan's Island? Mm-hmm.
No, there was Ginger Dead Man, and then there was Marianne, Murder Man.
Yeah, that's come on, not going anywhere, man. I would say
we could turn it into something about roller derby.
If it was Ginger Dead Man, you would probably have Marianne would be what? Like some kind of mummy. Mummy Ann. That's what it would be.
Mary Animated from the Dead.
Invader Zim number 8.
Mary Animator.
Mary Animated. There we go.
There we go.
Oh Hell number 1. That's what it says, $3.99 book.
That's not a comic. That's just a transcription of our conversations.
Serving Soups, and it's not S-O-U-P-S. It's Serving Soups, S-U-P-E-S. No idea what that book is. That's issue number 3.
You know what it's about? It's about a restaurant where superheroes eat.
Or it's about a restaurant. Uh-huh. In today's comic world, it would be great if it was about a restaurant where superheroes eat and the antics that go on there. But in today's world, it's probably a place where some psychopath kills superheroes and serves them up.
You are so just...
No, I'm just being... This is the stuff. I mean, when we've got crossed 100 issue number 10,000 coming out, and a book called Revenge of Hitler, and a book called Oh Hell...
What if it's about subpoenas?
Oh, no, that would be interesting.
Serving soups, and they take subpoenas.
Let's see what we got here. This is over at the Previews website. Love and Bullets are in the air. Clive goes on a blind date, leaving Cheech and Liz to serve papers to the notorious vigilante Manhunter. Yep, that's what it sounds like.
It
all goes
subpoenas.
Well until Liz and Cheech run into Manhunter's murderous butler, Jock, and Clive finds out the girl of his dreams hates process servers. There you go. That's next week. What?
Okay.
I mean, if you've got the cleanup crew that's in there, if you got the cleanup crew that's in there cleaning up after superhero disasters, somebody has to be serving superheroes.
You got the coffee shop. They hang out.
Yeah.
And you've got to.
Snoopy Party Animal Trade Paperback number $9.99. I'm sorry. It's a super Snoopy Party Animal Trade Paperback. It's $9.99. That's not a number sign. That's a dollar sign.
Number 999.
Yeah. Super Zero number 4. Venus number 4. Whack Fu number 4. Exo Man of War number 45. And Zen Hard Bounty number 5. That's Zen Intergalactic Ninja. And then, of course, there's a Zombie Tramp Ongoing Trade Paperback Volume 7. That's $14.99. So there you go. Those are some of the comics that are coming out next week. We'll have a full list over at MajorSpoilers.com next week. Next week on Dueling Review,
Star Wars number 17. Han takes Luke out to fly the Millennium Falcon with him. Meanwhile, Leia and a few of her friends have troubles of their own. The Rebel prison base is under siege.
You can show your support for this show and everything that we do at Major Spoilers by becoming a very important patron at members.majorspoilers.com. Your contribution allows us to keep this show going, pay for our growing costs, and gives us the motivation to produce more content for you week after week. Thank you so much for checking out Dueling Review, and we'll talk with you next time when you'll hear Matthew say,
"Defenders of the Earth."
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.